the question was that for Jumbo Modotayi, the basis of the object of refutation is the dependent nature, but for the Sadhupanchan, the dependent nature is the basis of refutation. So the question was that there's kind of a contradiction there. And Rinpoche answered, can you say?
Yes, he said, Tom. That for Sadhupanchan, then, the basis of negation is the dependent nature. And what is to be negated is the imputed nature. But then, for Sadhupanchan, the in the basis of negation, which is the dependent nature, when that is empty of the imputed nature, which is what is to be negated, that then for him is the perfectly existent nature. So you could say that for him the ultimate nature of the dependent nature is the perfectly existent nature. So there's not so much difference between the two actually.
Yewan la kuntak de tongba de yon roli yagayore. Tin joktur de yon yewan namdore. Yewan namdo la kuntak de tongba de yon roli jetar yana. Tene namdo kenelo ngoma de waisar re satong yeme re. Namdo kenelo ngoma de yon roli yayungu. Yon roli yavare. Tatungi chichin yonrub, gagi yonrub ya ombakabso, yonrub de semje nelo wesa dirhi nyimbo re, semje nelo wesa dirhi nyimbo la, kundaka tongba maze, yenwan namdoka chime tachang tongba la ya. Tisa na tseki chani cheba yore. Sekh chani garvan rabu yore, tuenda ngome chani, tini garvan mewa yungri.
So actually, what seems contradictory between the two views is actually merely through the way they're expressed, or the words that are used to express the views. Actually, when one looks at the true meaning of what's being said, there isn't any contradiction. According to the explanation of Sadhupanchan, then the dependent nature, when it is empty of the imputed nature, is considered to be the perfectly existent nature. So how is this posited? What is the way of positing here? The dependent nature is understood as a concept. And when the dependent nature is empty of the imputed nature, then that is the perfectly existent nature. If one looks at the concept, which is considered to be the dependent nature, its true nature, its true mode of being, or its what it is in reality, is luminosity. And that then is the same as the perfectly existent nature. So this perfectly existent nature, which is understood as the true nature of the mind, or can also be called the Tathagata Garbha, it is empty both of the imputed nature and the dependent nature, because all the stains have been eliminated. So if you see here, then this, even though there seems to be a difference, since this essential nature of the dependent nature is understood to be the perfectly existent nature, there's not really a big difference between the way the views are expressed. Because even though it says You know, it says here, within Lord Rotai's way of explaining it, it said that the perfectly existent nature is empty of the imputed and the dependent nature. Serdok Pension's view focuses on the dependent nature. However, if one looks at that dependent nature itself, its true nature is the perfectly existent nature. So it comes down to basically the same thing.
Tene kundali jemanga tongba te yondrob le jo so te te sa sendo pe jin jo so te semdan ta te sin tamba da wo yo le tsi jo jemanga kundak ge tongba yondrob tun jo so te sendo pe jin je sung so te te sa semdan ta tamba da wo na re tene gaye yondrob la kunda de jemanga je tong so he ba te Yintonga, tomorrow morning, be here to read.
That's it.
Tell us some more about Tangori.
So, one can reflect on this difference for in many different ways or for quite a while. Another way of sort of understanding the difference between the two is that the view that's presented by Serdok Pension reflects more of a Yogacara or Chittamatra approach. When he says that the perfectly existent nature is understood to be the dependent nature free of or empty of the imputed nature, that is more of a samsam, a yogacara or chittamatra way of understanding things, whereas the Lodhutai approach, which posits that the perfectly existent nature is that which is empty of the imputed and the dependent nature, and that this sort of serves as the basis of refutation. That then is more of what is a view that is particular to the Shantong approach.
Tene taban tartok, taban tartokan, taban toshu, toshu kang yinba, kang den joba di. Jokchar chiteng ni mthen ba yawari. Taban thar tukpaam, taban tohyu rangtong yinpa. Rangtong na ne thangjar tun doyba lo la. Yini yendong ka taba te semtang ji nang na maa doyari. Semtang ta yendong chikwari. Yendong semtang nang na dudu yang. Tanda o namzun ji taba la maa doyari. Then lay lovers over there. Taban tartopam, taban toki, yendong, yapa capso, same tang, tenisom jet nam yate, same tang, tang yendong, nigal yore, then joke sorted sick of a do, teni, jepa travas over yore, hajam, jepa travata, san no mango tango yore, kepa mambu, song la taki tango, don garvan dogeta gondo, reser mambuzo yano. There is a yabuzo.
So there is a difference sort of depending on what you posit as the ultimate or the highest view. The way of positing what is the ultimate or the highest view, it's a little, it's not always the same. For example, if one takes the view of the Rangtong school, in particular the Prasangika, Rangtong view, what's called sometimes the consequentialists, they then incorporate the Shentong view into their explanation of the Yogacara view. So they say there is basically no difference between the Shentong view and the Yogacara view. Quite easy then. The two are just conflated and one deals with them as one thing. So it's not, it doesn't take so much subtle thinking because one just puts them together. However, if one holds that the Shantong view is the ultimate, then one has to do a more subtle kind of research and thinking about the situation, because both the Yogacara school and the Shentong school posit the three nature theory, what we've been looking at here, the imputed, the dependent, and the perfectly existent natures. So they both posit this, but there are subtle differences between the way the two schools, the Yogacara and the Samsung and the Shantung school, posit these three nature theories. And those subtle differences will take a lot of research and a lot of experts looking at them to clearly define what they are.
Tene oma rantong lo la nanjur chopa pa semsam pa namrik pa tso tenda chikwa re le la bu yore yendong lo la nanjur chopa pa te joktor chikle nanjur chopa pa te semsam pa tenda chikwa si ya nanjur chopa oma pa te yendong te chikwa si ya gan don sam se ka ye la yang nanjur chopa pa yendong la nanjur chopa pa Nanjur Chöpa Pa Te Yen Tong Se Nyang Kya Gendo Te Pe Chepa Mangpa Zaya Yare
I forgot
Te Jem Tseng Te Sem Tsang Te Yen Tong Se Kupi Jem Tseng Yare Mama Rantong Lo Lung Khe Pa Tam Che Ke Nanjur Chöpa Pa Sem Tsang Pa Nanjur Chöpa Pa Sem Tsang Pa Nam Rek Pa Tuan Ta Chik Te Khe Pa Re Ta Yen Tong Lo Lung Te Se Go Pa Kap Se Te Ne Ta Mama Nyang Po Yang Ya Yo Re Khe Pa Se Rantong ke pasu. Tene se gupa kapso, tsam-tsam nanjur chwe papa sem-tsam pa ya, tsam-tsam nanjur chwe papa yin-tong pa si ya yungu. Tene se te kalekakbo yukura. Kalekakbo se na, tapye mangbo tango yukura.
I forgot to mention that the Rantong school, when they are conflating the views of the Yogacara and the Shantong, what they do is they say that the Shantong is actually no different than what is called a sub-school of the Yogacaras, which is called the false aspectarians. So they say that actually the Shantong belong to this false aspectarian school of the Yogacaras, one of the branches of it.
Dina.
The Rantong, the Madhyamaka Rantong school then, again conflates three different terms that are used to refer to various aspects of view. One is the Yogacara, one is the Chitta Matra, and one is the Vichnapti Matra. So these three, the Yogacara, the Chitta Matra and the Vichnapti Matra are again conflated into one by the Rantong school. Whereas from the Shantong point of view, sometimes the term Yogacara is appropriate for what's called the mind-only school, and sometimes the Yogacara is called the Yogacara Madhyamaka, and then it applies more to the Shantong approach. The Rantong, though, do not make such careful distinctions between these three terms. Sometimes they will use them as denoting or connoting the same thing, but actually they need to be clearly distinguished one from the other. So now we will chant in a very loud and clear voice the verses on Serdok Penchen's view. Does everybody have copies of that for semester?
Kasam, this dema ang tangbo jayo.
Ang
jayo in the. Andang mepa la andang zuba.
Todok.
Todok. Okay. These yeah. Gaza gaye siji. Get the payere endo kayere. De katan zo yo kayere zo mene zo.
Maso.
De payere.
In this verse, for those of you who know Tibetan, in this verse there is a mistake in the third, what is the third line? There's a
G
that's Bao Jagu Ji. And it should be, instead of the number four, it should mean basis or foundation, which means that the prefix is a ga instead of a ba.
Nimi,
here, in Sero Kenshin's view, what is to be negated then is the basis of negation then is the consciousness which is involved in dualistic appearance. So that is the basis of negation. And what is to be negated then is the imputed nature. However, if one looks at the essential nature of this dualistic consciousness, one will see that it is non-dual primordial wisdom or luminosity. And this is the same as the statement one finds that says the essential nature of concepts is the
Dharmakaya.
Then to state this in a way that's easy to understand, concepts or the conceptual activity of the mind creates the various forms of the imputed nature, the various ways in which it appears. For example, it creates something where there is nothing, and it eliminates it says there exists something where nothing exists, and it says nothing exists where something exists. So it's involved in this kind of delusive activity, which includes also creating the past and the future, many different kinds of confusions are created by this conceptual activity. But if one looks at the essential nature of these concepts, one finds that essential nature is the true nature of the mind, or luminosity, which could also be understood as non-dual primordial wisdom. So actually, one doesn't need to get rid of these concepts. One simply needs to see into their true nature and to come to discover that it is non-conceptual primordial wisdom.
Drone dog batang, Kurpan depa mambus over said Namdo Trabari. In the young Namdo Rangang over, sir. Over, sir. Over.
So,
you
part two?
Ju.
Ju. Because of this three lines of verse, because it creates superimposition and denial, concepts then are delusive. However, it is said that their essential nature is
luminosity. Nelo Mandrupa.
In a dream, then one has the concept, the idea, that there are external appearances. However, that is a mere superimposition, which says something, posits something to exist that doesn't. So it is a delusion. However, the essential nature of that very delusion is luminosity. So the essential nature is not deluded, it is merely the conceptualizing mind. So the next verse here, dealing with the view of Sendo Penchen, presents two bases.
Sendo Penchen, that's on the order.
So although the title of this says, although these titles say verses on Sero Penchen's view of the Shendong, actually it's only the first verse that really refers to that. So this is the approach of Sero Penchen. That sort of ends right there, the explanation of his view, and then the other verses deal with something else. So what the next verse, the second verse, deals with are is the presentation of two different bases of emptiness. One is the consciousness, which is involved in dualistic appearances.
When?
Two.
Two.
The and then so the first is that basis of emptiness, and the second basis of emptiness then is primordial wisdom, non-dual primordial wisdom. So there are two different the basis of emptiness presented here. That he was an expert in Tibet, and if we had a picture, we'd show it to you, but there's no picture, so.
Yeah. Your question?
In the three yanas, they have so-called the nirvana. And in that nirvana stage, how that related with this 14 emptiness or 16 emptiness here?
I mean, the nirvana that's spoken of in these in the 16 different kinds of emptiness in the
in three yanas,
yeah.
They have so-called nirvana,
right.
In each yanas,
right.
And how that related with the 16 emptiness of Rantong and the 14 emptiness of Shantong.
So you mean all of them, not specifically the one that deals with nirvana, because there is an emptiness that deals directly with nirvana.
Yeah.
You don't mean that, but you mean all of them.
Yeah, I like.
Yangin le deva gikor, kamo shi yangin. Yangin deva kor tai shi pa mangu. Yeah.
Re teksum tekorim basum la. Re re la yande jokire.
Re.
Tene yande dito dang tombani chudu pa dang tombani chuji pa kijua pa kare sa kamo
tula. Yande nintu je yande ranja je yande to so. Gomza Kanzak Dami Tsu Gombare, Korbe Tsava, Numungi Tsava, Lengi, Leji Tsava, Dungaji Tsava, Kanzak Danzin, Kanzak Danzin, Tsava Kanzak Danzin, Dami Tobi Hirap, Dame Bagonda, Dami Tobi Hirap, going from the Mondi Jurbakabs, Danzin, Sepe, Tene, Numung, Se, Le, Masa, Tene. Dunga se nyangin deba thabare, so kanzak dami mato, tu ni chutuk ji kheba mga ore. Nyintu ta ranjar chi nyangin.
In the the nirvana, as it is understood by the Sravaka yana and the Pratyeka Buddha yana, is basically a nirvana that is attained through meditating on the, let's start another. It's basically focuses on cutting through the grasping onto the self of an individual. So that's the focus of their meditation. And they see this clinging or grasping onto the ego as the root of samsara, the root of kleshas or afflicting mental states, and the root of karma. So in order to work with this, they meditate on the prajna that realizes non-self. And when that arises, it cuts through or eliminates this clinging to the self of the individual, and karma is no longer accumulated, suffering is extinguished, and they attain nirvana. So for them, they do not need then all these 16 different kinds of emptiness. They sort of just focus on this one, 16 or 14 different kinds of emptiness. They don't need that because they just focus on this.
Tene tepa chembe lo la sanje je kompa do gore drupsa sanje je kompa do ba la tene hibs drupa pang go yure hibs drupa pang ba la chue thamche tongpa nyi to go gore chue thamche tongpa nyi ke pa ka su tene tongni je chujin tha ye ba re do na tene chujin tso bo chue drup tan chue ge la du te song ba re yin tongki chujin tha ye ba re zo ya yo ma re In a young, Chuchin does so with Chudok than Chugil do this somewhere. Rava Tunduja Koko.
Within the Mahayana, then, one seeks to attain the level of Buddhahood or the state of the Buddha. And in order to do this, one has to eliminate all the obscurations to omniscience, or sometimes called cognitive obscurations. And in order to do this, one has to come to realize all phenomena as empty. So it's not just that the self is empty, but that all phenomena are empty. So this is if one considers all phenomena, then they are limitless. It's a vast, they are vast and limitless. However, they have been summarized into 16 and 14 in the Rongtoe Rishetong school.
Tene toni chodok to khepa tang chugi khepa kanga te pa chimbi lo re sanjo sempe te pa chimbi lo re tene sanga te sanjo sempe sam te pa se gendo so che ni sanga te sanjo sempe te pa re ina sanjo sempe sam te pa pe pe te pa pe de ni ni se pe te pa se gendo sanjo sempe sam te pa se te pa chembo te sam te pa mare khepa zogre lo be mang ba zogre Chapter Zogre. The Dorje Tepate Sancho Samba Chepava Zogre, sang the Yams and Lend the Sendal Sound. Then the old young second. Tea Hakoko.
The 16 kinds of emptiness and the 14 kinds of emptiness all belong to the Mahayana. The Mahayana, which is then the tradition or the system that, philosophical system that applies. To the Bodhisattva and the Bodhisattva's practice. The Bodhisattvas then also can practice what's the secret jnana, and that is hidden or secret because the practice is done in private or in secret. And this contrasts then to the Mahayana where everything is explained and there's a lot of study and advertisements are made, very easily accessible.
The Nichetang Tepasom de Tacheva Tiny, Tipa Ranja, Tipa Tipa Chambersom, Joseph, Yonda, Tere. The Niyang, Tingme, Tiki, Doja, Somli Doyondu, Yentu Ranja, Ni Tingme, Zichik Dudu, Tiki, Ted Dorje Tepa, Dorje Tepa, Tiki.
So in general, there are two different ways of presenting the three kinds of jhanas. The most well-known one is that it is divided into the Sravakayana, Pratekabuddhayana, and the Mahayana, or the Bodhisattvayana. But there is also a second way of dividing, of making these three divisions into the jhanas, and that is the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. And here, in this case, the Hinayana then would include both the Sravakayana and the Pratekabuddhayana. So in the last presentation of three, the Mahayana and the Vajrayana were distinguished, were made into two separate divisions. But one can also present the jhanas as two, one being the Hinayana and one being the Mahayana, and in that case the Vajrayana is not separated out as a distinct vehicle. And then, if one would want to reduce everything into one vehicle, one jhana, that is the dhyana of equality, that where there is nothing set high, nothing set low.
Malarepe nyamba nyi je ton to na thikpin cho jang te la te la sa som. Nyamba nyi nyamni nyamni ha ko som.
No.
Karse yi.
Equality.
Nyamba nyi je ton to na te ne thikpin cho re som bare malare.
Milarepa said then, if one realizes that which is the equality, then that is the highest vehicle.
Tikpa mangbu seva da dela zangi mangbu yeba de namdo ge seva re. Tene secho de namdo ge seva re. Kate se ne ya. Tikpa cho se ne ya cho mare. Tene zangi tsani me pa nyamba ni te. To na tene tikpa ta tok do bare. Nyam ni ji tikpa re tikpa ya shi re.
One could divide the vehicles into numerous forms. One could continue dividing them up into this, into that. And all of these divisions, however, are something that is just made by conceptualizing mind, splitting hairs, so to speak. And one might posit, this is high, or that is high, and it's not really certain that that's so. So, if one just confines oneself to this one vehicle of equanimity, or of equality, then that is the best.
Te malang asu malang o magi na zambu ngemba ramba mambu seya yore. Te na yi tekpa ramba mambu seva yindo malang o magi na zambu ngemba ramba mambu seya yore. Malang o magi na Kanga Nandong Yemir, Nyabanyere, Seya, Mane Seya Yomare, Hirabji Tingi Seya Yomare, Trubitingi Rimba Yore, Tendawore. Same Trusolatina Zangi Rimba Yuandaw Yere, Hirabji Tina Rimba Yomare, Nyabanyere, Malamu Hina. Tendawo Samo, thank you.
It's as if one did not recognize a dream. And not recognizing the dream, then one gets attached to various things as being good or being bad. Is this vehicle is good or that vehicle is bad? And one creates then a whole gradation of vehicles. However, if one recognizes that one is dreaming, one sees then that all is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, that it is all equality. If one examines using a prajna, one will not find any of these divisions. It's really the conceptualizing mind that creates these delusions.
Take in the Nazo Tendela Yang, Zambu Dangamba, Ramba Hajang, Mambu Seya Yavati, Nazo Namto and Trupat and Tumbe, Namto and Trutata Tumbe, Sessori, Namto Sevare, Nelo La Malamu Hiba Yindo. Rimba seya yo mare, kanka nandong ye mere, pe le la vare.
And likewise, in this life, we have gradations of likes and dislikes, things we consider good and bad and so forth. And these are simply created in accordance with the delusions fabricated by concepts. They don't truly exist. So one should
then come to see these as delusive. Then ra ha kosam.
Sir,
sir da, cha da
sir.
Sir ha kosam. Cha, iron, gold. Do dan sir ji chepar seva te nga tsui nam to ka seva re. Nam to me na do dan sir la chepa me vare. Chepar seya yo mare, hirab ji seya yo mare. Yang tak pi hirab ji seya yo mare. Te nga tsui do dan, cha dan, sang dan, sir dan, tiso rinpa seya te. Nga tsui dan zin da chepa nam to ka rinpa segre. Te ha ko go vare. Madhavya.
The differentiations between stones, between stone, iron, and gold are differentiations that are made by concepts, by conception. If there were no concepts, there would be no differences between them. If one analyzes using prajna, one finds no difference between them. But we following after conceptualizing mind, make whole scales or gradations of differences between things.
Tisukorte tanda mlan ngo maihi pata ngo hi pata mlan ji nelo ngo mala sanu tang na tene kowa ya po yong kare pe ya po yore mlan ji pe de.
So the difference here is basically whether we recognize that we're dreaming or not. If one looks at the dream, one can see that it actually has no essence, and so one then should consider this view, should take it into consideration and think about it.
Dordana ngatsu chuse pata rang rang rangiya rang ngom rang nelok te ngond sikore rang nelok te rang namdo ke jete yore te rang namdo ke jete dang torte tanna rang nelo ngond churko pare rantong tadse na rang nelok tudare tudang ngond churko re yentong tadse na rang nelok te hoisa tupale de bare te ngond churko re saje chimbu lok te se na rang semjin Nelong Mamma the same genealog the deadong yemi the thing on the jugular. Zoka chambota the sena, kadaka ye him on the jugular. Rang and Nelong on the silver, the mother yen it's or yammer. This henna so jinny lay lawyer. Rang and Nelong, rang a sword, rang a nailog, rang a gong, rang a nailog, rang a dog. Tere dua
So practice then is in order to make manifest one's own the nature of one's own mind, the true nature of one's own mind. This true nature of one's own mind is not obscured by, should not be obscured by concepts. So this is what making it manifest is. It's being able to eliminate the grip of concepts that obscure it. According to the Rangtong school, the true nature of one's mind is free of complexity or free of mental fabrication. According to the Shentong school, the true nature of one's mind is luminosity, free of fabrication or complexity. According to Mahamudra, the true nature of the mind is bliss and emptiness inseparable, and this is then what should be made manifest. In the Mahasandhi, it is said that the true nature of one's mind is primordial wisdom, pure from the beginning, or timelessly pure, one could say, and that is what should be manifest. So this is the nature of one's own mind. It's not the nature of someone else's mind. It's the nature of one's own mind. So in that sense, this is easy. It's not somewhere else one has to go. It's right here at home. So one has then to search for the nature of one's own mind and meditate on the nature of one's own mind and realize the nature of one's own mind.
So
then we'll chant the third verse here, which relates to how to meditate according to the Shentong system.
And they are on the church that Pada might not do it.
That's right.
Kambute te kano buzo. Do. Madan da yom.
So the last line in this verse, there is a mistake. The computer put a va instead of a ma here on Lunda Jor. So Shentong Topa, and then this r should be Mao Mana Luna and not Bao.
Zen don dry
So the true nature of our mind then is luminosity that transcends either in superimposition or denial.
Anyway, so in between saying Karasan and Azu, same genial of the king in Bore, the king in Bo is Aligari, this and now is.
So why does one say that the mind is luminous or luminosity? Well, the true nature of the mind is the Tathagatagarbha. And this Tathagatagarbha or Buddha nature is said to be luminosity.
Something existed as the imputed person or phenomenon.
Pante tke yebane. Tangbu de yendong ge tong so ke pare ni pe ye de ki ni bu yendong ni ba sambe ye sa ja chen bu yendong ni ba na pe dene ye ye kada zo pa chen bu yendong ni ba kan din.
So then we'll chant the views of the Shentong school, the four verses, the first which presents the true nature of the mind is luminosity, and then the next one which presents the Tathagatagarbha as empty of what is other to itself. The third one presents the Mahamudra as basis of as empty of others of what is other to itself, and the last verse presents the Mahasandhi as the great perfection as empty of what is other to itself. Jempe Tongpa Yinsam, Shentong Yinsam.
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 Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam.
Yinsam.
Yinsam.
Yinsam.
Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam.
Yinsam.
Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam. Yinsam. Takpa tanyi ji tongba.
So, part of what is being negated when one says that primordial wisdom is empty of what is other to it is all verbal conventions or all conventional assertions or conceptions. So included within that is permanence and the thought of permanence. So primordial wisdom is empty of this thought that it is permanent. It is also, not only is it empty of this thought of permanence, but it is also empty of any basis for imputing that thought. This would also then apply to impermanence, the opposite. One takes both the concept or the verbal convention of permanence and the basis on which that is designated. Primordial wisdom or the perfectly existent nature is empty of both of these. So it's beyond these concepts.
Yeah, too.
So I have a question about these two verses which summarize the 14 kinds of emptiness of the Shenzhen school.
Mm-hmm.
And the first kind of emptiness,
mm-hmm.
which is this mm-hmm. the emptiness which is the non-existence of entity,
mm-hmm.
it sounds to me a lot like the Rangtong position of emptiness. Is that correct? And if it is, then can you say that the Shentong kind of incorporates the Rangtong view and go beyond it? Okay.
Shentongi tongpa ni ni yo rawa la.
Re re.
Nene di la, tangpo di la...
Dupe tong ni.
Dupe tong ni di...
Dupe tong ni.
Dupe tong ni ni. Tangpo la. Di... Tangpo di... Rangtong di... Trukta tang... Traki di urtsa ki to.
Re 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 re.
Tene... Di in na... Tene Shentong ki tawa yang... Shentong ki tawa la yang... Rangtong ki tawa... Dugi re.
Ten dugi re, te chenan sanu tando. Yendong lo la kunta da yenwang ke... Namdo ke takpa yor... Tamche Rangtong re... Namdo yang Rangtong re. Kunta da yenwang ke tonzo de Rangtong re. Tene... Tendam... Semje ne lo vaysa je tonzo de teme tonzo re. Di se na Rangtong lo la... Kunda yenwang ke tonzo je kong na Rangtong ke tawa kanga... Tenan duke re. Darong... Yendong ke tawa xe. Darong yendong ke tawa... Tele sabso je xe. Eh, nabar rwa.
Yes, it's true that the Shentong school incorporates the Rangtong views. And in particular, when one is talking about how the mode of emptiness in relation to the imputed and the dependent natures. In that case, both the object and the subject in relationship to those two, or one could say the object that's posited by thought and the thought itself are empty in the sense of having no essence, or empty in the sense of the Rangtong of explanation. When one comes, however, to the true nature of the mind, then the mode of being emptiness is different. It is the Shentong mode of emptiness, in that the true nature of the mind is empty of what is other to itself, i.e. all the stains.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask one more? If the primordial wisdom, or you might say this perfectly existent nature, can exist as the basis for imputing emptiness? Right, you said there are two bases, one is the imputed nature, one is a perfectly existent nature. So if it can be the basis of imputing emptiness, then why can't it be the basis for imputing its own permanence, which is what we're imputing?
Then it cut it is enough, the thongpani ki joksu di thakpe thakpe yinpe joksu yang jok sigi mari
kare ra wa
a
ko ma sa
kong kong ki kong ki kari thotse sa bo me do ye she dang yong jok ni ka de
ye she dang yong do dong ki re
ti mane ti jire jide kare re ti thongpani yinpe jokpe jire You're saying that primordial wisdom is the basis for imputing emptiness.
Well, that's right. It was the basis for refuting. No, I just got confused. It was before that there were these two bases. No, they were gatha. They were for imputing.
Yeah, that's why it was.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it.
Yes.
The kong tanda rangi len hako song.
Ah yeah. They song. Kare len.
The kare yesa tene de gakshi re tongpe shi mare
tanda. Ah yeah. Ta tin tek song.
Mare la tek song.
Yeah. Yeah. Bonjour.
basic question. Could Rinpoche explain briefly again the difference between imaginary, imputed, and I forgot the third one. Dependent nature.
Okay. Imaginary and imputed are the same, and refer to the same thing, kuntap. It's two names for the same, two
okay.
translations for
so
the same
between
thing.
Between imaginary and imputed nature. Dependent nature.
Dependent, between the first and the second.
Yeah.
Number one and number two.
Yeah.
Okay. And the kunta dang zhen wang gi kepa gi ko tong tse song rin nama.
Kunta ten dor dun nam do ga takpa kona re. Yo ma re. Kunta ten nam do ga takpa yinba tse na dun dam da me pa ma ze kun zub to yang yo ma re. Yin wang te chitang ngubo tam che yin wang re. Chepar to ko lavo so na namto te yinwang le pakcha ki yinwang ki le namto ka takpa kunda tang doze namto te yinwang le yan de no te namto ka ne lo yon do pcha kare
te shenwang ki nilu kunda
ka nilu ma Yemen can numb dog and nail up. You want to get tied to the Kangal to the Tendago.
So, the first nature, the imputed or the imaginary nature, then, is merely or only imputed by concepts. That's all it is, nothing more. So not only does it not exist then in the ultimate reality, but also it has no real existence on a relative level either. It's merely this conceptual fabrication. The dependent nature can be understood in different ways. One way is that it refers to all things. Anything which can have an effect or perform a function. Or one could say that it is the concept itself. Or the conception itself. Is another, a briefer way of stating it is that the dependent nature is that which does the labeling or the imputing, and it is the imaginary or imputed nature that is what is imputed. Then if one asks then what is the nature of the perfectly existent, then that is the true nature of the conceptual process that is the dependent nature.
Te apen namalam to rang drabu jik suruma ti malam tang na tene drabu jik suruma te kundare kunda konare malam je drabu te dai namba te la rang drabu re samne nam to pa tak pare ma to malam je drabu te la phungpo na yo mare rang na khonto yo mare tene dra malam je dra la no yo mare ine yan drabu sam rang nam to te ngu pore sem re ngu pore te yan pakha ke pakha la tin de tene drabu la drabu drabu je ben nam to da kondo kondo je pore drabu sam ben nam to yan ngu pore te la tin de kondo je wa yan yin wang re pakha ke top ji som se ne yan wang तेला समनुता ना कोले लग रहे
If one dreams then of a terrifying enemy, that enemy then that appears in the dream is nothing but the imputed nature. It is only, or simply, the imputed nature. The aspect that appears within the dream that one takes to be an enemy has no actual five skandhas and so forth, has no real anger against one or so forth. The mind that thinks enemy, that then refers to the dependent nature, and that then is considered to be a thing. This concept that grasps or apprehends the enemy arises based upon habitual tendencies. That is the reason why it's called a dependent nature, because it arises in dependence on mental habitual tendencies. And so on the basis of this then, anger arises, and it is through the power of the arising of these habitual tendencies. So if you think about this in relationship to the dream, it's easy to understand.
Malam dala control mina yang yepata vende yang kundai. Malam dala rang control mise ma. Malam de dravo de la de ngarana control yamare. Ina yang yepata vende rang kundai. Malam dala control mina yang yepata vende yang kundai. Mlamela Savo Mina Yang Sasek Mina Yang Sasek Tavar Nama Kundai. Take some
Milam Drala Kunta
Control.
Control.
Kunta.
Control Mena Yang.
Yopatavan Deyang Kundai.
Yopatav Deyang.
Deyang Kundai.
Deyang Kunta.
Kundai. Rang nam do ta manam mela chasek mine ya chabot sipu chabot sipa ye sig mare ye bata ban de yang kundai
although in a dream there is no anger towards the enemy.
He's real angry.
the taking it to be existent is the imputed nature. although one is not burnt by fire within a dream, if one takes it to be so, or takes the fire to be existent, that then is the imputed nature.
Right. Danzen menzen deni yiman ya. Dawon zenbe namdo ta meo sambe zenbe namdo te yiman. Danzen menzen yochin danzen menzen yiman ya. Yochin dar zenba ta me zenbe namdo te yiman. Yochin danzen menzen yiman ya.
The subject which apprehends enemy or which apprehends fire, that is the dependent nature.
Yeah, ta gachin sa isa da ta na so lungyor je de ching do na san ne de. Mari be. Lungyor je de. Oh, kangor ni do samundo.